What is the 1888 message? Is it biblical? Chapter 8. The Gospel that Transcends Both Calvinism and Arminianism. Introduction. The Jones and Wagoner message of the Atonement captures what is true in Calvinism and what is true in Arminianism, but rejects what is error in both. They broke through the spiritual fog of centuries to recapture the bright sunlit truth of justification by faith as taught in the New Testament. The fog was caused by the great falling away the teachings of the little horn of Daniel 7:8, which obscured the gospel for many centuries. The 16th century Protestant reformers carried with them from Romanism less than adequate or immature views of justification by faith along with Sunday sacredness and natural immortality. The latter makes it virtually impossible for them to appreciate the nature of Christ's sacrifice. In Ellen White's view, the 1888 message focuses the message of justification by faith for these last days. The Bible evidence. God took, has taken, and still continues to take, the initiative in man's salvation. In this respect, Calvinism is true. Those who are lost at last have taken, and continue to take, the initiative in their own damnation. In this respect, Calvinism is wrong. Christ is actually the Savior of the world, not just of those who believe. Although Christ is their Savior and King, unbelievers choose to refuse to let Him be what He is. They actually, willfully, determinately, reject Him. The sacrifice of Christ has given liberty of choice to all the inhabitants of the land. In this respect, Arminianism is right. Jesus says that His sacrifice has been effective in that it does for all men, believers or unbelievers, all the good they have ever enjoyed. That every blessing that believers or unbelievers enjoy is already the purchase of His sacrifice. Arminianism supporters understand that the sacrifice of Christ does no one any good unless he first believes, accepts, and obeys. Thus, Arminianism adherents deny that Christ is actually the Savior of all men, saying that He is the Savior only of those who believe. The all who have sinned are justified freely by His grace through the redemption that is in Christ Jesus. Arminianism supporters say that the all are in no sense justified freely until they first take an initiative to accept and obey. The same all men upon whom has come condemnation in Adam have been given the gift that grace gives justification in the one who is now the second Adam of the human race. Our common version of Arminianism has difficulty with this, denying that all men is all men. The Bible definition of justification is neither a mere legal declaration nor a making righteous. The Hebrew judge on his own could do either. He had to examine the evidence and then pronounce the accused accordingly. The evidence for justification in our case is not our own obedience, but Christ's total identity with us as our second Adam and our sacrifice. He died for all men, accepts all men, and treats them generously as though they were forgiven. God is already reconciled to us. Therefore God imputed the sins of the whole world to Christ, and instead imputed to the world, in a legal sense, justification in Christ. Christ receives, or treats every person as though he had never sinned. This is grace. It is much more abounding than we have understood and proclaimed it. But such grace does not give license to sin. It is the only bulwark against sin. Justification by faith is the experiential reconciliation of the sinner's believing heart to God. The result, the life is changed. As soon as the believing sinner is reconciled to God, he is at the same time reconciled to God's holy law. Thus he is made obedient to all the commandments of God. This faith of the believing sinner works by love and purifies his soul. The purification is accomplished in the experience of justification by faith. The result will be a people who follow the Lamb whithersoever He goeth, that is, they are without fault. This ministry of justification by faith is accomplished through Christ's work in the cleansing of the heavenly sanctuary. Neither Calvinism nor Arminianism understands the full implications of that truth. Summary. The teachings of the Bible support the view of justification by faith as understood by Jones and Wagoner. Conclusion. The Bible presents a message that must lighten the earth with glory and which completes the work of the Protestant Reformation. It meets and complements the heart longings of all who hunger and thirst after righteousness, who are now scattered throughout Babylon, awaiting the final call. Come out of her, my people. Righteousness by faith in this time of the cleansing of the sanctuary does more than prepare people to die. In the Lord, it makes possible a ripening of the harvest that prepares them for the sickle when the divine farmer is told to thrust in thy sickle and reap.